is the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well. Henry wants to know if he's a jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign on it that makes him look like the good guy for trick-or-treating. Did you hear what I just said?
Oh, Henry the heathen. Now talk to me.
Henry, not the hero.
What's going on?
Hey, Allie and DZ, he says, because you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You can also slide into the DMs and hope to God we see it.
It's safe within 3 to 5 business weeks.
So here's what Henry wants to know. He said, Allie and DZ, I put an empty bowl out with a sign saying take one because I'm so sick and tired of kids coming and dumping the entire bowl in their trick-or-treat bags.
Oh.
So I was trying to be the nice guy, but in reality, I didn't put any actual candy out.
He's that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. So kids take it. What's the point? Why am I going to put it out? So am I the jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign acting like I put out candy to make myself look like a good guy when the neighborhood kids come by?
Okay. Well,
what the hell?
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, Henry.
Hold on, Henry.
In one way, it's genius.
In a bunch of ways, it's genius.
I've said on this show, I don't leave even though we go to friends' houses for Halloween or we're out trick-or-treating.
You're out trick-or-treating. So you're not home giving candy.
I'm never home giving candy usually, so I don't put anything out because the kids dump it. I turn off the light and go to the neighbors, right?
Right. And what's wild is we actually like to give candy, so we want to be home for trick-or-treating.
Right.
We want to hit the block, obviously, but we want to hand candy out. That's part of the experience I like to partake in for the holiday. But neither here nor there. That's not my problem.
Exactly. So is Henry the jerk for leaving out the empty bowl, trying to make himself look like the good guy by with a sign saying, take one, everybody.
This is genius.
It's genius, but it's messed up. But I actually support it. I'm going not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Screw it. Because Henry, this is messed up, but what's the difference? Nobody knows the difference, so who cares?
Is jerky genius? No, because I'm sorry. When trick-or-treating starts at 5 p.m. promptly, and I'm at your house at 5 p.m., and I get the take one, and I go, all right, really?
That's a side note. I hate those people, by the way. The 501
people. The 501.
You need to chill out.
We got kids. Leave us alone. We're trying to beat the rush.
Can you make it 507? It's awkward to come that early.
501 at the latest. Ding dong. You know, because our kids been ready since 401, and it is a whole lot. Hour left.
And bedtime's at 6:30, so.
Thank you. Okay, so trying to talk to me about give us a break. No, I'm going to be there right on time.
I forgot about trick-or-treating with really, really, really littles.
And like, trying to give them candy before bed?
My
great.
Kids are going to be up till midnight this year. Yours are going to be out at 8. Yeah.
Thank you. Hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully out at 8. You feel
totally.
Me?
Totally.
So let me live.
Totally. All right. So is Henry the jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign?
Yes.
Making it look like he's the good guy?
I can't help it, bro. He's a genius. But a jerky genius at that. Why not, hear me out, put out a plant in front of your doorstep that just as easily says, I'm closed for business, right? No bowl, right? Just let people knock and then turn away after about 30 seconds when they realize nobody's coming. Why you gotta try to make yourself look good?
Oh, this is, people are, actually I should appreciate this because they're siding with me kind of. They go, it's called trick or treat. This is the text messages. Please sign your name, by the way. It's called trick or treat. Tricked ya. Not the jerk.
Actually done.
See?
I don't want to agree, even though that's a really solid point.
Somebody else said, why even bother, Henry? Just leave the light off, you jerk.
It's the trick part. Didn't you just hear the last texter?
Well, he's making himself look like the good guy. That's the point. Did you miss that in the email?
That's also part of the trick. He's really the jerk. Tricked you, see?
All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that same number, and we are going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Henry, my hero, or Henry
the heathen. What you think?
He wants to know if he's the jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign to make it look like he's the good guy, even though there was never any candy in it for trick-or-treating everybody.
And you know, when you're a kid, you don't really know these things are going on.
I would never know somebody put out an empty bowl. But I would just be like, oh no, somebody took all the candy.
Well, because I was also the kid that if I got the opportunity, I was going to take all the candy. So I just assumed somebody beat me to the bowl.
Well, you're the reason Henry had to do this. Look, you're the problem, DZ.
Yep.
Kyla is in Sheboygan. Let's start with her.
Morning, Kyla.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think? Is Henry the jerk for putting out this empty bowl acting like the good guy?
Talk to us.
Come on.
So I guess I'm going with jerk because he says he's putting it out to look like the good guy. I think that's weird. Like, either participate, hand out candy to the kids. It's fun to see him dressed up. Or don't. Like, who are you trying to look like the good guy for?
Everyone in the neighborhood, when they come by, they're going to go, oh, Henry was so nice. He put out candy and some little punk down the street stole it all. Oh, Henry, thank you for trying, Henry.
Now, it's one thing if a little punk had actually stolen it all. If I was the little punk, oh, little punk DZ, we know who exactly who it was.
What you don't know won't hurt you. Isn't that what you said earlier?
Oh, but which neighbor watched Henry out here put the bowl out and go, wow, Henry,
Yeah, the trick or treat part was pretty funny, though. That was a good point. Like,
that's true.
I guess I just can't be bothered enough to worry about if my neighbors actually put out candy or not, or worry about if they think I'm the good guy for putting candy out. Okay.
He's worried about the wrong things, and that's why she's saying, I can't get behind that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, thank you for sharing, Kyla. Good points.
Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk to you again soon.
She's so sweet. Listen to her. Lisa and Sheboygan texted in. Lisa's mad. She said, can a girl get a phone pickup? Sorry, Lisa.
Dang. You know how hard it is, Lisa.
She said, totally the jerk. Just keep your lights off then. And y'all are missing the trick-or-treat part. Kids are to perform a trick, and then they get a treat. Not the jerky homeowner trying to look good.
What?
Lisa and Sheboygan.
Let me find out these kids are supposed to be dancing for their dinner on trick-or-treating.
I have heard that too, but whatever. Like,
don't get TP. Listen, don't tell me to dance.
No, thank you. No. Amy's in Sheboygan. Let's talk to her next. Amy. She's got her own theme song. Oh, no, Amy. Why am I doing this? Amy and Muskego.
Okay.
Can't touch
you guys, something's going on. I'm like mixing up all the cities this week.
Well, listen, you can't be screwing up where I'm from.
She said,
we're
you better.
Not even close together, okay?
Received.
She said, put some respect on the go.
Amy and Muskego.
Good morning, my love.
Muskego,
good morning,
Muskego.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Muskego, Muskego. Is that enough for you?
Yeah, I got
Muskego.
It. All right, calm down.
Muskego.
Muskego. Can't touch them. Morning, Familia. Talk to us.
Which way
good
are we going?
Morning. Yeah. We're not the jerk.
Not
the jerk.
That's my girl.
Listen, strong on that.
If he's smart, he's going to put it in the driveway so they don't go all the way up to the door. Because, you know, you always get them kids. Even though the bowl's empty, they still going to ring that doorbell.
Ring door,
you got more?
You got more? Are you getting more?
Right.
Amy's going to put him with a scarecrow at the end of the drive in a lawn chair.
Don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me.
Do you know why that's probably smart? Because Kimmy and Slinger just texted it and said, jerk, watch his house get egg now.
I'm not saying I'm not a legend. I'm not a green. I'm not saying I did or didn't.
Henry is not going to be the only person that's going to do this.
True.
So everybody calm down. It's okay. There's probably a million other houses in that neighborhood.
Yep.
Your baby's going to get candy. Calm down.
That's
true. And then you're going to be mad because they're going to have too much candy and you're going to stash it and hide it.
Yeah.
So knock it off.
We do never eat all the candy.
I'm just going to say,
exactly.
No, it lasts till Christmas and then I throw it out annoyed, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to hide it.
So maybe he is a hero. Yeah. Okay, Henry.
All right, Henry.
You're persuading me. You're persuading me a little bit.
Girl.
All right, Amy, I love y'all.
Love you back, fam. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't even pay her to pick my side.
Yeah,
she
you
just
did.
Said, not the jerk. Is Henry the jerk for putting out the empty bowl? Tony in Milwaukee texted in and said, yeah, he's a jerk because he mentioned it. Because now everyone who has those bowls, I'm going to think they're doing it.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. Man, one out of 10, maybe two out of 10 actually had candy in them and somebody took it. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to put dollars to donuts or dollars to Twix bars that the rest of y'all, y'all just put an empty bowl out there.
Millie Mills from the South Side said, nice trick, jerk. You guys are so awesome on the text line. I love it when you text us.
And thank you for including the names finally. Shout out Millie Mills, man.
Finally. All right. Now we have, Tanya in Kenosha.
Oh.
She's going to be a great tiebreaker. I almost wish her and Amy would go at it because they'd be hysterical.
Bring them on both at the same time.
What? Hey.
Hey, girl.
Morning, morning.
All right,
so
Tanya.
So the level of immaturity here, jerk. Oh, my God.
Wait, what do you mean by the level of immaturity?
So tell me that you wouldn't be annoyed if you were walking tiny little Sammy and you had these houses in a row with buckets out and they never put anything in there. You told me yourself that you're only going to go to a few houses if you're going there because they got little legs, they want a few candies, and they move on.
Ding,
jerky behavior.
Not the
babies. Right. Not the freshly walking Danny who can only go from one house to the next.
Screw you, Tanya, because you know I get soft with kids, and now I feel bad.
Now I feel bad because it is the kids.
He's a jerk. I'm standing on business.
Stand on that business, Tanya. I respect
Fine.
It.
Fine. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you. Enough said.
Bye, fam. She said, jerk, listen, think about the babies.
Another one. Laura in Milwaukee just texted in. Dude's house is going to get egged. It's Halloween karma.
Yeah, honestly, and Damn. He can't be mad at that. It's part of the trick or treat, ain't it? It is part of the trick part. You know, if you want a trick, you're going to get tricked back.
It's so funny. People are texting in going, it's jerk or treat, baby.
Jerk or treat. Don't have us changing it. Don't have us changing
so
it.
So it's jerk.
It's jerk.
Henry
is
the jerk. We have decided.
1,000%.
All right. Fantastic. Do not leave out a bowl with a sign trying to make yourself look like the good guy, or we're going to say you're the jerk.